Podcast at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I am Shauna.
We had a couple crazy laugh attacks on the show today.
Yes, we did.
Which are the very best.
Mm-hmm.
The very best.
Always.
And it actually, let's get right to the first one right now.
So I was watching the news last night, and I find it very interesting that news voice still exists. There's a very distinct cadence and way of speaking when it comes to news voice. And I'm not talking about anchors. Anchors don't have it as much as reporters out in the field. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It's a little bit nasally.
Yes.
It's very, like, matter of fact.
Yep. Yep, very clear, obviously, which is part of what they need to do. I understand this, but it has this sound to it. Can you do it?
Oh, I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I hope I can hear it in my head. I hope I can do it.
Yeah.
So it's
kind of tough.
So you're the anchor, and you throw to me.
Yes.
I'm like, Shauna, I'm standing here outside the courthouse today, where in just moments he will appear in front of a jury. Like
That's exactly it. Like,
that's not how you were born speaking.
No, it's like, in the picturesque mountain town of Davos, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is at meetings making top priorities. It's just...
So you're going with the really airy female reporter voice. There's always the nasally.
There's
Tom, I'm here in Davos. There's that.
No, I can't do the nasally one. But that's
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appeared in Davos today.
I'm Shauna Jefferson.
Shauna Jefferson, CBC News, Davos.
This is exactly it. This is, like, I mean, you normally watch news and you don't really think about this because it's just, it's always there.
It's,
and then last night, I don't know what I was doing, something else, and I turned, I'm like, why do they all have that voice?
You've ruined the news for me forever now. I mean, we shouldn't really laugh. Our industry was really bad for that for a while with these big, stupid, fake voices, and you still hear it with some older guys.
And I think this is why I recognized it, because in radio, you are told, like, right off the bat to try and take away your radio voice, because you'll try and do the same thing. Like, when you first get in, you feel like you need to have a quote-unquote radio voice.
And people ask, what does your radio voice sound like? And I'm like, I hope it sounds like just how I speak normally.
Because this is what we try to do, is make it sound very similar when you meet us and not... Oh,
but
my.
Like 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't like that.
No.
You had those big, stupid voices. It was like, I'll see if I can do it. I don't even know if I can do it.
I don't know. I'm stuck with news voice in my head.
Calgary's alternative, X92.9 of Monsters and Men. Like that?
That's exactly it. Like, yeah.
That's not how you talk.
No.
Did you have a stroke? What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm Shauna Jefferson. Welcome to X. Hello.
Shauna Jefferson, X92.9 News, Calgary.
CBC. Yeah. Calgary police have something going on right now called the Positive Ticketing Program. So they are going around and they're giving the youth tickets for doing good things rather than, of course, negative things like you normally do for getting a ticket. But the ticket is not a ticket. It is, in fact, a free drink at Max.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What kind of things can you get a ticket for?
I don't exactly know. I'm assuming just doing good things like, I don't know. I have no idea, to be completely honest. Being a good person. My school had
picking
something.
Picking up litter?
Picking up litter, I'm sure.
Wearing a lid on your skateboard, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, anything they see that they think is recognized as something that's good, you know, something positive.
I hope that they're really intense when they hand these out, like really serious.
That would be amazing.
Son, can you step off the bike, please? Kid's just shaking. Oh, no.
You handcuff him?
Yeah,
and then slap him?
Stop and frisk, and when you leave, he's got a coupon in his pocket. Very nice. Rough him up a little bit. Oh, man, I'd have fun with that if I was with the police. You're in a lot of trouble, son. If you keep winning these, you're going to get diabetes.
Oh, you would be that cop, wouldn't you? Like dad cop? This is a terrible joke.
Oh, man, if there are any CPS officers listening, please do this. Please, I would be so happy. The kids will be terrified. It's part rewarding good deeds and part scared straight.
Oh, my God.
Which is excellent.
Well, the point is to try and show kids that it's not always a negative experience with the cops, right? If you slam them on the ground and handcuff them and knock them out, that's probably not going to work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is good.
We had a similar program like this at my school, actually. And it was the same thing. It was like promoting good behavior at the school. So it was basically like, hey, school was a little rough.
Just your school was super rough.
Very rough. So it was things like you showed up to class. You'd get like a coupon. It was like, good for you, you know, or, you know, like not stabbing someone today. Here's a coupon. Good on
you. Did you have a counter in the cafeteria like days without a knife fight?
Yes.
You make it to seven and you get a little party. I am so proud of the young men and women at this school.
We never made it to seven, let's be honest. So over the weekend, I was having a girls' weekend with a couple friends, and out of the blue, one of my friends points to my legs and she goes, oh my God, it looks like you have a thigh gap. And I was like, excuse me? And she's like, I've never had one of those. How does that feel? And then the other one chimed in and she's like, yeah, it must be nice. I was completely thrown off guard by this whole thing. I was completely shocked. And we've been convinced as women that having this thigh gap is a thing of beauty.
The interesting thing is that I think the thigh gap is something that's been perpetuated by women.
Yes.
Because, and this is anecdotal, but I have never heard a guy talk about a thigh gap. Dude, check out that thigh gap. Never in my life.
I know.
It seems like something that women desire.
And sure.
It's strange because it doesn't really say anything about your level of fitness. It
nope.
doesn't serve a function. To have daylight shining through just below your sin cave, like Indiana Jones.
This is exactly it. The concept of this is absolutely ridiculous. It's like, oh, your thighs look like they want to get away from each other. That is amazing. Like, mine like to
disagreeable.
Hug. Like, why is this a thing of beauty? Why?
Yeah, because you could not have a thigh gap and still be in excellent shape.
Absolutely. In fact, girls, if you have strong thighs, it's pretty... I don't think you can have a thigh gap. It would be very difficult. Like, you need to have really thin... I don't know. It's very odd.
You know, my wife, McKenna, has the thigh gap, but she has very muscular legs. Mm-hmm. And that was actually one of the things that I first noticed on her when we met, was she was wearing, like, a short dress and tall boots. And I was like, damn, girl, check out those dancing stems.
Right. So and the strength, though, not the daylight that you could see. Like,
exactly.
Excuse me, can you just... I need to bend down here and just see if I can see through your legs there.
I'm going to get my buddy to stand on the other side and whistle through there.
Where it got popularized was actually the Chive, I think. Because there's like a weekly gallery on the Chive. I haven't been on...
Of thigh gaps?
Yeah, it was like Thigh Gap Monday or something like that. And every week it was just little sun diamonds everywhere, you know, every week. So
a sun diamond, that's what they call it.
That's just something I invented. I apologize.
Oh, I like it.
That's
very
really,
nice.
No, that you nailed that. That's
very
genius.
Nice.
I think, I know that way back when it came to models, right, there was this whole controversy because they were saying that certain people were having pictures taken of them and then they were editing out a thigh gap. So it was a
thing. They were adding thigh.
They were adding gap from thigh.
Oh, they're adding gaps. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
And I remember that, and I forget who it was, but there was one person in particular that called out the magazine for doing it, being like, why did you edit out so that I have this gap in my thighs? So I know that it was kind of like a controversy with that, and they were saying like, it's not exactly a healthy thing for a lot of girls to try and strive for, because you have to be like...
I would imagine a lot of it is just genetic. It's probably just the way that your body is put together.
Some people carry weight in their hips. Some people carry weight in their thighs. Like for girls, it's somewhere in that area, right? But like...
It's kind of like making fun of a guy who can't really change the way that his legs look. Like if it's just genetic where you carry your weight.
No, for sure if it's genetic.
Well,
but for you, you just
don't...
You
can't skip leg day either.
Exactly. See, thank you. Thank you.
I just have a thigh gap.
You have a thigh gap. That's all it is.
You can't see it. Because my meat.
You need your own chive gallery.
There, my own chive gallery.
You have a little storage locker for your meat and two veg, as you call it.
A little cubby hole, a compartment.
A little cubby hole, yeah.
You have a little glass door. It opens up. Here it is.
The chive. The chive used to also have, like, I remember in the one or two times that I ever visited that site, they had like hand bra galleries too, where it was all these.
Yeah, they had hand bras. They had, what else? There was a...
There are sex
your lower back problems with big boobs, and that's a douchey site. You see a guy with a Bill Murray t-shirt, and you know what he's about.
You don't see it as much anymore, but I always used to think, like, you guys know that there's real porn available for free on the internet.
Yeah.
Like you could look at thigh
like
gaps and hand bras, or you can go to P-Hub and crush some of that.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Coming from a woman's standpoint, not having a thigh gap, it's actually, I think it's more for comfort because I work in construction and it does get a little sweaty down there and you can rub yourself raw.
Oh,
as bad as that sounds, and it hurts.
Oh God! Do you have a thigh gap?
No, I don't. No, I'm coming from experience.
I know like a lot of girls have the issue with their jeans rubbing in between their thighs, and that's the part on jeans to go the most, right?
Like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Do you remember when Chip Wilson from Lululemon got in all that trouble for saying that about their pants?
Right.
I know. And then they had to reinforce the crotch anyways.
And it's funny because like, I know so many girls whose body types just would never be able to have a thigh gap. Like, it's just, that's how they're built, right? Like,
yeah, even from a young age, being 14, I never had a thigh gap, so.
Yeah, like, I did, but I have a weird body shape for that. Like, I carry weight higher up rather than lower in my thighs, but most girls carry weight in their thighs. That's, like, a thing.
Well, yeah, and that's all body makeup. You know, if you're just a slim lady, you're a slim lady.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you wear at work then? Do you wear jeans or do you wear Carhartts or?
Yeah, I wear Carhartts.
Well, at least those won't wear out. But
no, exactly.
You rub yourself raw. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, even in the summer when you're trying to wear a nice cute dress, you know, it still gets sweaty down there, and your thighs stick.
This is the whole discussion, my two, because this all started with two of my girlfriends who were pointing and going, oh my God, do you have a thigh gap? And this whole discussion started, right? Where they were like talking about jeans that are rubbing and all this stuff. And it was just like, it's an issue. It's a thing.
Yeah. So I don't think it's beauty or anything. I think for girls, it's just comfort.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's
okay.
Fair. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
The things that girls have to think about, these are entirely lady problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And it's a little TMI, right?
No, that's what we're all about on this show, though, so we appreciate that.
Well, guys have to worry about some other things rubbing, and we just have to worry about our thighs, right? So
exactly.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Shauna, you have been searching for a condo to possibly buy.
Yeah, I have. I've been looking around and perusing different condos, and I'm not super serious about it yet. I'd like to find one, but I'm there.
You'll see the right one, and then you'll know.
I hope so.
Have you noticed in your condo hunts any real estate agents who are really overselling some of the features with the language that they use?
Oh, yeah.
The reason I bring this up, there's a house for sale near my place, and it describes the trees in the yard as being like something out of a fairy tale.
Oh, that's poetic.
It's like, that is, okay. I mean, the trees are nice. They're nice, mature, large trees, but something out of a fairy tale.
A little too, like, far for you.
A little bit too far. It's like, okay, elves would live here.
the perfectly formed spiral staircase makes your feet want to walk up it. They won't want to stop. It's as if Dorothy's red slippers are on your feet and you cannot stop going up the staircase. It's that good.
You gotta try out the staircase.
Oh my God.
You thought you knew what love was. You haven't seen the island in this kitchen. You will leave your wife.
Yes, this happened. One of the condos that I saw recently, it did say, it said, it's a sexy condo. It says, you must check out this sexy condo. And like, oh my.
You will want to have sex with this condo.
Yes, you're no longer going to be with your significant other after you see.
I'm with the condo now. I love the condo.
The condo and I are going.
The ensuite will literally bring you to tears. And the walk-in closet will make you question your belief in God.
Oh my God, now that is...
Back off the hammer there, realtor.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
A 66-year-old woman has become famous. She's called the serial stowaway because she actually sneaks onto flights without paying for them. And takes them.
How?
That's what I don't know. She's done it several times, apparently. She just somehow gets through security, and then she'll go sneak onto the plane, and I guess this time around she hid in the washroom before waiting for everybody to sit down, and then when she saw an empty seat, she went and sat on it, and she managed to get past the 17 check stops.
That is amazing. Yeah, because security is so tight.
Holy, I was trying to think about this logically, because I was like, oh my, like, that is That is fascinating to me. And when you first get through security, they ask for your ticket then. So I don't know if she kind of snuck around, didn't have a carry-on or anything, maybe just like bypassed everybody and then waited to go through the gates and then the guy didn't see her or something. I don't know how she... And then, of course, when you get on the plane, they check your ticket again and your ID, and somehow she snuck through that. Like, I'm just like, this woman is... She is amazing.
No kidding.
And I don't know if it's just because she's an elderly lady. Maybe people will just don't question her. You know, you get to that age and they're like, oh, we'll just... She's fine.
Unsuspecting.
Completely unsuspecting.
That is... Wow, that's amazing. That's how expensive air travel is getting.
That's exactly...
66-year-old ladies are sneaking onto flights.
I swear. That's it. She's just... It's too expensive for her. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to sneak on because I refuse to pay this ticket.
I heard this story once. There's this guy that I went to high school with, and there's this popular bar in Saskatoon for a while that was attached to a mall. And one night, the fire inspector came in and said, like, you're over capacity, nobody else can come in. So there was a big line of people waiting to get into this bar. So this guy went into the mall and he found a utility closet, and he climbed up into the roof of the mall and he walked like along the rafters and just like listened for where the club was, because you could hear the bass through the ceiling of the mall. And he walked across the dance floor, like the dance floor was right beneath him, and then he dropped into the bathroom and was in the club.
Okay, two questions. First of all, do we know that this actually happened, or is this some sort of urban legend?
And I think it happened.
What in the hell was going on in this club that he was that desperate to get into it?
250 drinks, Shauna.
Oh.
250 drinks.
Oh, yeah.
The Dirty Deuce.
That's true.
X92.9. A Calgary Heritage Moment in partnership with the City of Calgary Archives.
This radio station is officially located in the Calgary neighborhood of Mission.
Today, Mission is an inner-city neighborhood known for its nightlife, especially along 4th Street, with its many bars and restaurants and ever-growing Lilac Festival.
150 years ago, however, Mission wasn't even part of Calgary. It was originally known as Notre Dame La Paix, Our Lady of the Prairie, a Catholic mission founded by a French-Canadian priest.
In the late 1800s, Mission was incorporated as a village and became known as Rolloville.
Rolloville was named after two brothers, Charles and Edward Rouleau, who had a major influence not only on the area, but the province as a whole.
City of Calgary archivist Carol Stokes.
Judge Charles Borromée Rouleau was the first independent, legally trained, and permanent resident judge in Calgary. And he was also a legal scholar and an educator, and he helped to develop and establish the dual Protestant Catholic school system that's still present in Alberta and Saskatchewan.
His brother, Dr. Edward Rouleau, was just as influential. He was a surgeon for the Northwest Mounted Police at Battleford, and later settled in Calgary and helped develop the Holy Cross Hospital, which has been around for a very long time.
One of the most notable buildings in Mission back in the 1800s was a place called the Blue Rock Hotel on the corner of 4th Street and 26th Avenue.
It started as the clubhouse for the Calgary Pigeon Shooting Club in 1884, and they served food. They provided a meeting place for members and a few beds for travelers. In 1893, it became a hotel, taking its name from the Blue Rock Pigeons that the members shot for sport. So that's where the name comes from. And I guess they shot them along the Elbow River, and they had a 100-foot tower built for the purpose.
The hotel would eventually serve liquor and became a popular destination for both travelers and rowdy cowboys.
Yee-haw! Today, the Roxborough Condo stands on that site, directly across from what is now Safeway.
A part of Calgary's heritage. For more information, email archives@calgary.ca.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
There was a music video on at the gym yesterday. Ariana Grande featuring Mac Miller.
Ooh.
And if you don't know who they are, she is a pop star. He's a rapper. They're dating now. And in the video, they're going hard at each other. They're like making out, feeling each other up.
Going hard at each other sounds a little more suggestive, but okay. They're making out. It was steamy.
Yeah, there's some heavy petting. And
okay.
And I was thinking that video isn't going to age well when they inevitably break up, will it?
Maybe they won't break up.
Maybe not, but
okay.
I'm not so optimistic.
Mm.
But
well, maybe it will. Sometimes those videos, like, it'll still stand, won't it? Like, people will still be attracted to the video despite them being broken up.
True. Do you remember when Enrique was dating Anna Kournikova?
Right.
And they were in that video going hard at each other? That's still steamy.
Yeah. See?
It was the video for Escape.
Enrique.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love.
That's not what he sounds that? Like. Why does he why do you always make them all sound like that? Like they have this falsetto.
It's to disguise my own lack of ability to sing.
Like, that's not what I'm reading. Okay.
Did I ever tell you about my Mac Miller conspiracy theory?
No.
Okay, well, buckle up.
Oh, boy.
Conspiracy Corner, Beckler and Shauna. Your platform for outlandish conspiracy theories. This is one that I came up with on my own. So, he's kind of an odd case because Mac Miller came out of nowhere. I'd never heard of him before, and then all of a sudden, he was everywhere. Mm-hmm. He was huge. Yeah. And I noticed through his tweets and through the lyrics of some of his songs that he talked a lot about cigarettes, a lot about smoking cigarettes and how much he liked to smoke cigarettes. And even like his Twitter profile picture was like a shot of him with a dart in his mouth. And I was like, it's kind of odd. Like, young people aren't real proud of smoking anymore.
No.
And then, just out of curiosity, I was doing some digging and I Googled Mac Miller cigarettes. And one of the first responses that came up on Google was American Spirit, even though it didn't mention Mac Miller anywhere on the page.
Weird.
So my theory is that Big Tobacco bankrolled Mac Miller's career, picked him up out of obscurity, made him this big star with money to try to rebrand smoking amongst young people.
Interesting.
That was my theory.
Okay.
It would explain why he came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It would explain his obsession with cigarettes.
Yeah. Or they saw him and he was exploding and then they picked up and they said, okay, man, we'll give you free cigarettes. We see you like them.
But you agree that Big Tobacco has a hand in the career of Mac Miller.
I you know what? As much as that sounds crazy, I think you're onto something here. This may be your most convincing one yet.
Really?
Yeah.
How many withheld cures for cancer out of 10 would you give this one?
I give this 42.
Wow.
42 out of 10.
So that's basically the truth then.
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.